to share wisdom. You may not realize that the way you have been treated in school has been slowly turning you away from knowledge and wisdom. See, the teachers convinced us all that what they are doing is sharing knowledge, but it is actually the opposite of knowledge that they are sharing. Real knowledge comes with real results. Fake knowledge depends on making you feel perpetually inadequate and then squeezes you into desperation just to make you think you made progress as it pushes you along. Real knowledge brings you happiness. It makes you ridiculous with your inventions. With every cheerfully useless invention, you learn something priceless and create an unspeakably beautiful addition to your portfolio. As to the fantasy of good grades and good jobs, you shouldn't be surprised that the people who cram and memorize do get the best jobs, but only by cheating and lying and manipulating and by being well-connected, thus destroying the environment and the very goodness of that position by creating that toxic environment. We can all imagine that one perfect job where creativity is cherished above all and they would never hire a liar because liars are toxic. And we all need to stop with the fantasies. Those jobs only exist when the company is forming. Once they get that $100 million in venture capital, only those who perform at maximum will be kept, and only until they burn out. No, no, no. It is not cool to live in the office drinking free energy drinks and writing your best code ever. You need wisdom, balance, knowledge, dignity, and content of character. Being quirky in a high-powered job where the suits don't even speak your language is not cool. It never was. All these people that you think don't get it have negotiated contracts with expensive lawyers and guaranteed golden parachutes. You are still the little guy, no matter how big your code is. As sweet as those memories are, the job is not the point. Our lives are meant to be lived in great dignity and wisdom, with great foresight, and onwards to creating a body of knowledge that will make lasting contributions to humankind. You have to think big. There is no other way. If there are temporary exceptions, the exceptions want you to have a real education in the first place. They want you to fight for real knowledge so that they may love you for helping them grow. A 4.0 GPA has nothing to do with those exceptions. Memorization and cramming will prevent you from getting into one of those rare situations, even if you do come across it. Most of us won't. For you, high school, or maybe middle school, or even college, poses a confusing challenge. As you detect, it's not possible to get an education because everything is too disconnected and you must memorize or you will fail classes and destroy your GPA. But for someone who doesn't see anything wrong with lying, pretending to get an education to get a dream job is a dream come true. They actually make that dumb fantasy happen. But that life is stressful, unstable, and a house of cards. Lying is like living in a VR helmet. They aren't actually there making that progress. They are still in high school, lying, pretending, still a kid on the inside. Forget the fantasy of getting a good job for getting good grades. Build your own companies. Become an entrepreneur. The sooner the better. It is too unstable to believe these high school fantasies. Life is too precious, and there are way too many moody people in your way, not to mention the damn liars. And no, Graduating from MIT is still part of the same damn fantasy. You can't cram. It does not work. It doesn't do anything for your mind. Your life is very, very long. And with MIT, you just end up in debt. Brand name colleges are not in the business of restoring authenticity to the world by means of education. They are in the business of staying in business and making people's education look rare and prestigious so that they can stick their foot up some door. And a full ride scholarship is never a full ride. They'll still make money off of you, or you will have to cram double and learn even less to graduate on time before the damn thing expires. The only way to win is not to play. I know what you are thinking. I know. The dean. Surely the dean is honest. The dean will help you. They will see the goodness of your heart. That is what they are there for. Surely. I believe that too, and with tears in my eyes, that there are people up there that can help us all out, that the moment they see our hearts, they will never betray us. But we need to snap out of it. Listen up, listen. The only way is to build your own way. Find the right audiobooks and begin building your own companies until you learn how to do it right. Forget the stupid fantasies. Use them as a way to recognize signs of being misled. There is no diploma. There is no cake. The lady can't sing. It is just lies and liars because they always, albeit temporarily, outcompete the good people. The only way to win is not to play in a game where a liar always has unlimited advantage. Now listen, because this gets even more complicated. Eventually, you will become 35 years old, and it will be amazing. It does happen to all of us. Few years before the middle age, we kind of slow down and take a look at ourselves. It is always an amazing experience. You get to see that you are more of yourself. You get to witness yourself, the adult. You are almost able to keep extending that measuring stick to kind of get an idea of where the heck you are headed and what regrets may be and what your elder self is constantly complaining about. Once your 20s come to an end, you enter an age of enlightenment where you get to synthesize new things out of what you have already learned. We learn the best from connecting with great stories of discovery and adventure, and inheriting the minds and independence of those heroes. It is a big deal to learn for real. Getting to 35 on empty can be pretty scary. It happens to good people too. Often very delicate people get misled by all this complexity, but they do catch up very quickly. Being strong and cheerful in a world of lies is still a hell of an education. At 40, it is time to begin polishing your wisdom and trying to find the best and most creative way to share. At 40, we get to a point where it becomes really meaningful to share our knowledge and create works that help younger people. Liars end up in the beginning. They need to start learning from scratch. That's that mad circle. But those who have taken to learning for real, who have great experiences to distill into wisdom, begin preparing for the biggest task of their next 40 years, sharing their ever-growing body of wisdom. Yeah, not everyone will like your books. They will appreciate it, but also find it mostly wrong. That is okay. It is the people who get launched 20 years ahead by inheriting from your works that matter here. They are your readers, and they will find you to be a friend in time and a part of their extended family. I can't stress this enough here. They need real knowledge and an authentic struggle for real knowledge. They won't be impressed with your cramming for tests to keep a good GPA in high school. Everything you do from middle school on must be strong and authentic because you will need it later in your life. You will rely on your content of character, so it must be unshakable. Remember, each choice you make either adds or takes away from you. In many ways, all the choices added together dictate the complete life ahead of you and your content of character. Authenticity will always add. Inauthenticity will always replace some important part of you with a blank space. Not a good idea. And compromise never adds anything to goodness. It can only take from goodness and empower some damn evil. May all your knowledge shine with the brightest of lights. May it add to fuel unseen ideas. Come your middle age, may an urge to write your books become unstoppable. And may all your hard-earned wisdom add to make your aches count for even more by helping countless others to start where you left off.